This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know, forget that saying, cats have nine lives. You know, our special guest today, she is heading a movement that gives cats an extra life, a full life, through spay and neuter. At this time, please welcome to our show the founder of a phenomenal nonprofit group. I love the name. Give Them 10. She is Deborah Cribbs. Welcome to our show, Deborah.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, me? Wow. I mean, seriously, your organization is definitely pioneering a better world for cats. And hey, you guys, we're going to find out just how after we take this break. So you all know the drill. Sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. O-Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the O-Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Mandy Bourne. You're listening to O-Behave on Pet Life Radio with your host, Arden Moore, who's now family. We figured that out.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O-Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Since 2013, this group, I love the name, Give Them 10, have done wonders for cats by keeping the population control, having them spayed and neutered. Deborah Cribbs is the founder of Give Them 10, but she can't do this alone. Can you share this sidekick you have and who he is?
Absolutely. Well, I did need help.
We all need help.
We all need help. In about 2013, my team and I had the wonderful, wonderful benefit of having a pot full of money entrusted to us.
That's a pretty good situation. Yeah.
It was. For the sole purpose of taking care of cats in the Cincinnati area.
Okay.
We started looking around trying to understand, well, what's the problem? What's the problem with cats in the Cincinnati area? Well, the problem was there were too many cats being killed in shelters. So we're business people during the day.
And tell us what your day job is.
We're bankers. I'm a banker. I manage money for super rich people. And that's how I was entrusted with this money, this pot of money that's a private foundation. So we started looking at it like a business problem. We're bankers. So what's the problem? Cats are being killed in shelters. Why? Well, there are too many of them and there aren't enough people to adopt them. Why? Well, it's a complicated question and there's a complicated answer. But as a smart business, mostly women, of course, that we are, looked at it. It is true. My team is almost 100% women. We looked at it and realized that, well, it's a math problem. Too many cats in the shelter, not enough people adopting. It looked to us like the, wait for the pun, low-hanging fruit was Spay neuter. I can make tons of puns.
Oh, you're in my wheelhouse, girl.
Spay neuter is my thing. So we decided, all right, if we're going to solve the problem and not just keep putting Band-Aids on the problem, which appeared to us to be what people have been doing since about the 60s when the shelter system kind of got going in the United States, instead of just putting Band-Aids on it and wait for it, chasing our tails, we decided to try to really solve the problem.
I like that.
Queen in the Cincinnati area, let's see if we can solve the problem. And we had a lot of money to do it. So we decided half of the money goes on the ground in the shelter system. Let's put a lot of money into spay neuter. But how do you get people to do it? Let's talk to the public. Who's going to help us talk to the public?
Meow.
The neutered cat. Hipsicles, no testicle.
Wait a minute. We got to say that again. So your cat Scooter, say that again, because that's a really cool line.
Hip spectacles, no testicles.
You got your cat to wear shades, sunglasses.
He does. He does. And I know your audience is like, what? Well, you can absolutely go to town looking at all of our work. We have a YouTube channel. You can follow us on Insta. Give them time. Look us up. We've got a very robust advertising campaign. And it's really fun.
I want to ask you a little bit about the man, not the myth, the man, Scooter. He is an orange tabby?
Yes, he is. He is an orange striped tabby, and he is a cat actor.
How did you get together?
Well, he's an actor. He's a professional. He starred in some of our early work, and that early work was filmed, that was probably 2014, 2015 when we started. And he's famous.
He is. I mean, how old is he now? Is he 11?
Oh, gosh. He would have to be. Yeah. He would have to be.
And off camera, what is Scooter's personality like?
He's a nice boy and he has a whole other name. I mean, he literally is a cat actor. I mean, he's literally a professional.
Are you going to share his home name?
Scooter's real name is Roscoe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, he really is a cat actor and he does really good work. But he was our very first Scooter and he starred in our first set of ads and it was a lot of fun. And we talked to the public to try to convince them that spay neuter is the right thing to do.
Well, there's even a song. I think it's "He's Scooter, He's Neutered." I'm doing a bad job of this, but don't worry. I'm going to quit my day job as a singer. But I think you need a little levity, a little fun, right? To get a good, important message across. And it sounds like that's what you do.
Yeah, we decided that there were so many ads out there that were tear jerkers. And I mean, that's a way to capture attention, right?
Yes.
But we decided to be funny and edgy and irreverent. And, you know, just this side of raunchy almost. We were trying to push the limit. We were beat. Indianapolis didn't like our ads, as I recall.
Well, you know, Indiana no place has no sense of humor. I'm from Indiana, so I can say that. Okay.
I recall one of our early ads, there was a beat. So we've gotten a little bit better at language since then.
Well, and I want to make sure people understand this. It is called givethem10.org. And there is an important foundation. You want to do a shout out because they're the ones financially helping this mission. So who the heck is Joni Bernard, the foundation?
Well, that's my team and I work under the name of the foundation, the Joni Bernard Foundation. We run that foundation and our ad campaign. And Scooter works for the ad campaign.
Of course he does.
Right. Scooter is our cat mascot, if you will, and our partner. But Give Them 10, we think, explains what we're trying to do.
And talk about it, because the play on words, cats have 9 lives, but what made you pick the name Give Them 10?
We just thought it was clever. We're trying to capture attention so that people will listen to us say, there are cats dying in shelters down the street from you. What can you do about it? Well, if you're feeding an outside cat, get them fixed. Yeah. There you go.
There's some amazing statistics out there. Cats are not shy. Wah, 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 wah. That's when it comes to mating and dating, can you share some startling stats about if you don't snip them, you could really have a lot of cats?
Oh, it's hundreds. One female cat, I mean, within 5 or 6 years, there can be hundreds of kittens born.
Wow.
If she has 5 kittens and then those kittens have 5 kittens each, within a few years, you're talking about hundreds of cats coming from that one. And honestly, Arden, the point that I think might even be more important, and this might be a little bit counterintuitive to people, if you are that nice person in the neighborhood who likes cats and starts feeding the outside cat, I love that. That cat is healthy, happy, probably eating a buffet along the neighborhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
But not fixed.
Right.
If you don't fix that cat and she's healthy, what you actually have done is help her have more.
Yeah, I understand. Cats can have, like, a female can have 3 litters a year. Holy kitten.
And more holy kittens. A healthy cat can have, depending on the climate, more kittens and more often. So by feeding the cat, yes, you're nice. And yes, it's nice. I want to highlight that. But by making her healthier and stronger, you're actually participating in making the problem worse because she's having more kittens.
Well, talk about a little bit about trap, neuter, release, because in our neighborhood, we live in Dallas and we have a bunch of cats and we do our best to get them trapped, neutered, and returned because we don't want a zillion cats in our neighborhood. So what's the importance of that? I mean, I can see the person wanting to feed the cat and give them water, certainly, but you're saying, hey guys, let's take it a step further, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The language that we like to use now is that these are community cats. They live
yes.
in your community. They're happy. They're healthy. They're thriving. You look at a cat, the cat has weight. The cat is either friendly or not friendly. But if the cat is outside and thriving, what I would ask people to do is find a way to trap the cat. And your yes. local shelter, our website, gives you tips on how to do that. And it's kind of fun.
And that's important. Yeah. Yeah.
It becomes a community project. So trap the cats 1 or 2 at a time. Take them to your local high volume, like in Dallas and Cincinnati, we've got a couple. High volume spay neuter center. Get the cats fixed. Release them right back where you found
yes.
them. Exactly where you found them. They go back and they don't continue to multiply. That's
right.
key. They're fine where they are. If you need to educate the neighborhood, hey, the cat's fixed. The cat's not going to do any more
And they got the left ear tipped.
Yes,
as a mark.
Exactly.
Well, I want to tell you, Deborah, we're talking with Deborah Cribbs from Give Them 10. In my home, I got married, so we have a furry Brady Bunch, and we have 2 dogs and 4 cats, and one of our cats is a former community cat named Mikey, and he just celebrated his 20th birthday.
Wow.
And my vet, I embarrassed her, Dr. Deborah Charles, by having on my TikTok and Facebook, have her sing happy birthday to Mikey during his annual exam. And probably you say, because he was a very sweet boy and we brought him in and he really says, I'm an indoor cat now. Thank you.
I have with me Grigio, who was in my colony with an ear tip and he used to live outside and now he is on the floor right now with an ear tip. Yes.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they're abandoned, you know, people move and whatever. I don't want to get into that. That just irks me. But the point is, I think a cat makes you a better human. A dog can make you a better human. But as you know, with cats, I've learned I've worked with a lot of leading veterinarians and behaviorists. With cats, you never force, you always negotiate. So with the traps and all that, you're saying, hey, everybody, get with your local people. They'll give you tips on how to use these traps that you can borrow and do it in a way that then the cats can be part of the community and not be populating.
Well, right. I feel like as humans, we cause this problem.
Yeah.
We cause this problem. There are dog problems we caused as well, but I'm here speaking for cats now. We caused the problem. I feel like you said it perfectly, Arden. Let's take another step. Yes,
yeah.
We feed outside cats, but in a way, we're making it worse when we do that. So let's take the next step. Fix them. That's it. Just fix them.
So you started in Cincinnati. Go Reds.
Thank you.
You are broadening. So tell us what's happening with Give Them 10. You're based in Cincinnati, but your work is beyond.
It is. You know, we realized that, I mean, we've succeeded by any measure here in Cincinnati. It's not perfect, but things have gone really well. We've got really great people working locally, and our live release rate has remained very stable for a while now. And we realized that we've had the great fortune of putting all of this money into these great advertising campaigns starring Scooter the Neutered Pet. What we've started to do in the last year is take our show on the road and around the country. We are offering our ad campaign for almost nothing to any shelter system that qualifies. We'll let people use our campaign in their area, again, for almost nothing.
Yeah.
They can have Scooter live with them in Dallas. Right now, we're in Iowa, we're in Georgia, we're in Hawaii. Scooter can live in your community.
And you have a big Scooter mascot.
We do.
I don't know if that individual wearing the costume has been neutered or not, but he is there, or she.
Many people have donned that costume. It's super hot. I'm told I've never had the good pleasure of wearing it. But yeah, we're offering it to shelter systems around the country. We've put so much money into it. Yeah, we've been so fortunate to be able to. We want to share it, and we want Scooter to live in other cities. And as fiduciaries for this money, we want to leverage it. We want Scooter's voice to be heard far and wide. That spay neuter is the way to go.
Let's give some examples. My in-laws live in Bettendorf and Muscatine, Iowa. Iowa and Muscatine, Iowa is on the Mississippi River, everybody. And it was known for the pearls or something. There was shells, but your team, give them 10. What did you do in Muscatine, Iowa?
We went into Muscatine. We went into a very good shelter system there called It Takes a Village. And we're working with that shelter. And we've done all kinds of advertising along with them. I mean, it's the shelter that's doing the advertising.
Right.
We're helping them and we're giving them our materials, essentially. But they were kind of our first.
Yeah. What'd you think of that area? That's pretty nice, isn't it? It's beautiful.
My team loves it. Yeah, my team loves it. And they say that they're just super good people and all they want to do is help cats. So we're thrilled with that.
Now, you went to Georgia to do a luau?
Oh, no.
Did I miss that?
We just brought on a shelter system in Georgia.
Okay.
And we have also been working with a shelter system in Kauai. Now, none of my team has gone to Kauai.
I had a timeshare there back when it was really dumb to have a timeshare. Yeah, I had a timeshare in Kauai. That's a great island. Yeah.
There are some hoops to jump through. We do want people to qualify. They have to be a certain kind of system, you know, big enough to be able to use our materials properly. But we're really happy to share what we've done.
So you had a meow luau. That's clever. That's clever.
That is good.
So your background, you're in the banking industry.
Yes.
You like money. You know how to handle money. How did Deborah Cribbs go from a banker to cat advocate extraordinaire? What did it for you?
I'm still a banker. That's still my day job. Like I said, I manage money for rich people, frankly.
Well, everybody needs help, whether you're
everybody
rich or
needs
I mean, seriously,
help.
You know.
Everybody needs help. I mean, that's what I do. And one of my clients who loved cats left all of her money to a private foundation. And the private foundation was only for the benefit of Pat. And
that's rare.
The honor of managing it on her behalf and on behalf of the bank I work for. So
did you grow up with cats and dogs or critters? Are you from Ohio?
Well, Texas and Ohio both.
Oh, really? But what part of Texas?
I was born in Houston, but I was raised in the Cincinnati area. And yeah, we had, butterfly and sunflower were our kitty cats growing up, and then Ivan dachshund.
Now, this is silly because we're talking spay and neuter, nip and snip. You know, I jokingly say if you lift up a kitty's tail, you can tell from the back end they're all from the state of Ohio.
Okay, that's funny.
You can use that in your stuff, okay?
That's funny. That's only gosh, that's cute. That's really cute.
What do cats do for you? How do cats like Scooter, aka Really Roscoe, and others, how do they make you, Deborah Cribbs, a better human?
I think that for me personally, I think that caring for any sentient being that needs me makes me a better person. Like Grigio here in the room with me, he needs me. My husband and I live in a condo now. Grigio is no longer outside. He needs me. I am a better human being because I care for him. And then Yasmina, who's behind the baby gate, this is the life that we live in a condo now.
What's something fun you like to do with Grigio, or what's a bonding moment that you're like, ah?
He likes our big TV. Grigio, the outside cat, has discovered television.
Oh, really?
I watch like cop shows. He doesn't really like the big noises, but he does like when the cars move around.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He likes the movement. I would say, I'm wondering if you agree with this, I will judge people based on their feelings toward animals.
Yeah, well.
And if you're an animal person, I immediately think better of you as a human. People who care for animals probably get my vote as human beings.
Well, I agree. I've always had dogs and cats, and don't ever make me choose which one, because they both have traits that make me hopefully a better human. I was an investigative newspaper reporter for 20 years, and now I'm in the pet industry, and my give back is I'm so blessed that my dog Kona, a terrier mix, and my orange tabby Casey are both therapy pets, and they get to do visits. But I also team up with them to teach veterinary approved pet first aid all over the world on Zoom and in person. And I can't believe I get to do this for a living. And it sounds like for you, you love your banking industry. That is your wheelhouse. But you got blessed to be able to have this avocation that's really an advocating. You're advocating, you know? Oh, did I do that right? I hope so. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is my life's work. I mean, my day job, I actually get to help people educate their children and retire well. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm proud of the work that I do. But I encouraged this rich woman to make a private foundation, and she died young. And now my team and I get to do this work that actually has made a huge difference in our little part of the world for these sentient beings, these cats. Boy, are they lucky they're in Cincinnati.
I love Cincinnati. Hey, I really want people to know we're speaking with Deborah Cribbs. She is the founder of Give Them 10. It's TEN. Can you tell people the best way to find out more, because they want to participate?
Absolutely. Check out our website, givethem10.org, and our YouTube channel. Just Google Scooter, the neutered cat.
Because it is hip to be snipped. Well, Deborah, I have so enjoyed having you on the show. You survived an episode of the O Behave Show. You okay about that? You good?
Thank you.
And also, at this time, I want to give a pause up to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest radio network on pets on the planet. I think we're going to do a satellite on the moon someday. It's happening. It's being worked. Just teasing. This is kind of cool, everyone. The O Behave Show is the longest running pet podcast on the planet. We've been on the air since 07. And the late, great Betty White has been one of our guests. We've had a lot of celebrities, and we've had special people doing special things for dogs and cats, including today's guest. And she is Deborah Cribbs from Give Them 10. So check me out on YouTube. It's easy. It's my God-given name, Arden Moore. That's my real name. And sign up for my newsletter. And also, if you want to learn about pet first aid, check me out at Pet First Aid for You. I team up with Kona and Casey, my cat and dog, and we help save lives. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do, and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.